At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Covering the sports betting landscape from coast to coast, this is Betting Across America on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It is Betting Across America right here on VSiN, presented by BetMGM. Dave Ross alongside Wes Reynolds for the next 6 hours. We got you covered. Kickoff's getting ready to go, Wes, across the country here. We got a great lineup today. We got Michael Felder, Chris Plank, Yogi Roth, Ben Falks, Scott Seidenberg, Matt Hayes. We got you covered for the next 6 hours, but we do have a big one going on a neutral field that's getting ready to kick. That's, of course, Notre Dame and Wisconsin at Soldier Field today. Initial thoughts on that? Because I know you liked the under. But boy, that number's getting bet down.
Yeah, I liked it at the number I bet it earlier in the week at 47, and now seeing 43.5 in the first half under, which was about 23.5, now at 20.5.
Wow.
So you are seeing, obviously, they expect a lot out of both of these defenses. Notre Dame, I thought, against Purdue, very much improved in the third game under Marcus Freeman, the new defensive coordinator who comes in from Cincinnati. And we know Wisconsin, always a top 10 national defense, and I think has shown so thus far this year. Very low scoring game in the opener with Penn State, and then subsequent games for Wisconsin. So I understand the move to the under. I think if you're betting it now, you're late to the party. You might want to wait until like an in-game opportunity. But Wisconsin seemingly has gotten some support in the market as well, about 6.5. That's pretty much what it's been the last couple of days, 6, 6.5. So Irish 3-0, but they are underdogs on the neutral field here in Chicago.
And the higher-ranked team, obviously 12th to 18th here, they're getting ready to kick off in about 4 minutes. I'm a little bit surprised that number actually went back up. Again, as you mentioned, it's been 6.5, 6. It's kind of fluctuated all week here at BetMGM. But to me, it feels like if you're Brian Kelly and company, and we're supposed to take you seriously as a college football participant potentially, right? Well, this is a game you not only cover, you got to win.
Yeah, absolutely. Because Notre Dame, that's one of those things, Dave, like when we go into like the national championship and who is going to get the four spots in the playoff. Notre Dame, because of their schedule, playing an independent schedule, usually have a couple tough opponents. If they run the table, they're probably getting one of the four spots, even if they don't win super impressive. But this is a game they have to win. Wisconsin lost that opener against Penn State. A lot of people down on Graham Mertz a little bit because he had that first game last year against Illinois where he went like 20 for 21 through five touchdowns. It's like, okay, best quarterback we've ever had in the program. And then he got an injury, and then he got COVID-19, and the season was kind of erratic from that point out. And then we saw against Penn State in week one, two interceptions in the final couple minutes down in their territory. So Graham Mertz is a guy I think still has a lot to prove here. And I mean, he's the highest rated recruit in the program history at the quarterback position. So five-star guy, this is the opportunity to prove it.
Aren't we burying the lead here, though, in this game? Isn't this the Jack Cohn revenge game?
Absolutely.
I mean, like right here, if you're a Notre Dame backer, right? Okay, we got you in the neutral field, Soldier Field here. You guys, look, I'm going to show you why. Mm-hmm. I know you couldn't wait to get Mertz in there, but let me tell you why Jack Cohn. And look, we were talking about him for the Heisman Trophy, potentially, after week number one. I don't think many people are still doing that at this time. But Wes, what's he got to do, really, to say, all right, Notre Dame, if you took the 6.5, by the way, like I did, you're going to be okay today.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's got to not turn the ball over. This isn't a game, I don't think, where you're going to see him throw for 300 yards and four touchdowns or anything like that.
It's a grinded out game.
This is a management, game management type of game, I think. And I think the total kind of indicates that scoring is probably going to be at a premium. This doesn't look, at least it doesn't appear to meet the eye. It can always happen in college football but just because of the nature of the game. But this doesn't seem to be like a 35-31 type of game here. This is seemingly like a 20-17 or a 23-20 or somewhere in that vicinity where, you know, one play is going to turn a game. Don't turn the ball over because both these teams can score on defense, especially Wisconsin. So take care of the ball.
That's it.
Take what they give you. If there's a shot down the field, take it. If not, don't force it. So that's what I think you're going to see with these two teams. And maybe a little bit of jitters early on because this is Soldier Field. There's a lot of fans from both sides here. This was actually supposed to be in Lambeau last year.
Right.
But got canceled due to COVID-19. So, you know, this is a big game. There's a lot of Wisconsin alums in Chicago. There's a lot of Notre Dame alums everywhere.
And they sold the tickets evenly, so they should not really be a home field advantage.
Absolutely. So this is like a neutral thing, kind of like an Indiana-Kentucky basketball game in the Hoosier Dome where it's half red and half blue. So that's the atmosphere you're going to get today.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by this game, obviously. Again, I did back Notre Dame. It's not just because Tim Murray, who does a great job in the nightcap, is actually at this game after working here last night.
Mm-hmm.
He's already there at Soldier Field getting ready for kickoff here. In just about a minute. But of course, Wes, because football season is here, it's time to download BetMGM Sports. It's Nevada's premier sports betting app. BetMGM has all of your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much, much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the strip with your state-issued ID to open up an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a problem, call 1-800-522-4700. So again, we've touched on that Notre Dame-Wisconsin game. Obviously, that feels like the early game of the day. But Wes, there are a lot of other games that are getting ready to kick here at this early slate here. Anything else that really jumps off the page at you when you look at, say, Bowling Green at Minnesota? Obviously, row the boat, a huge favorite there. Boise State on the road, given about 9.5 right now at Utah State. Mizzou, -1 at BC. Georgia laying a huge number at Vandy. LSU, Mississippi State, kind of intrigues me here. Small line there for LSU on the road. Texas Tech and Texas, hook 'em, given 7.5 right now. SMU and TCU, Horned Frogs about a 9.5-point favorite.
Yeah,
there.
That SMU-TCU, the battle for the iron skillet. And we already
the
have
iron
a touch-
skillet.
Yes, we already have a touchdown on the board in the Metroplex between Dallas and Fort Worth. SMU 6-0, 14:08 left to go. So a very early score for the Mustangs against the Horned Frogs. This game didn't get played last year. Got, I think, postponed a couple times due to COVID-19. But not a lot that I bet necessarily in this early window. But Boise State and Utah State. Boise State, all of a sudden, 1-2. They haven't lost the two games early in the season since 2005 when they started 0-2. Recall they had a 20-7 lead rather against Oklahoma State. Had a chance to win, 36-yard field goal blocked. Kind of got an unfortunate break because they looked like they had a clear turnover that they were going to take to the house. It got blown dead and reviewed. So, you know, Boise State still laying a decent number. Utah State very early on has been a cover machine. 3-0 straight up, 3-0 against the spread. Blake Anderson comes as coach from Arkansas State, and his quarterback, Logan Bonner, came with him. So when you have that kind of continuity, they've already pulled two outright upsets this year and maybe trying to make it a third, of course, beat Washington State in week one. So a lot of people like in Utah State. I stayed away because I was like, maybe there's a reason this number is big because it looked really big
it
on the surface to lay 9 and 9.5. 10 a.m. local start, by the way, out there in Logan, Utah this morning. I'm just noticing that this is the CBS game, and usually you don't see a Mountain West game this early in the morning on Saturday. So that intrigued me a little bit. Small play on Ohio, +14 against Northwestern. Northwestern's a team I've kind of been looking to fade this year simply because they returned about the least amount of production in all of college football, four starters on both sides of the ball. Even in the era of the super senior with everybody getting that extra scholarship year, that is astonishingly low in terms of returning personnel and guys that you have to replace. So those were kind of the games that stood out to me, at least in this noon Eastern, 9 Pacific slate.
As you mentioned, not even a minute into the game, SMU up 6-0 on TCU for that iron skillet. So is it like a cooking skillet? Because you need a good cast iron skillet. Mm-hmm. Does every player get one, or do you just get one gigantic skillet?
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out why they named it that game, but it is the battle for the iron skillet. There used to be a little restaurant I went to in Indianapolis called the Iron Skillet, okay. A neighborhood restaurant.
It sounds like I would love to have an iron skillet. It'd be great for cooking. I just didn't know if all the kids get one. Is that an NCAA violation? How does that work
exactly? I'd certainly like one back there so we can have a little continental breakfast this morning.
You got 6 hours.
Yes.
I did want to get to our Smart and Hard place very quickly, and I'm going to give you mine very quickly, okay? Because I was really listening to you, and really, since I got here, you guys have been on Arkansas this year a lot, right? And I kind of feel like today, down there in Jerry World, it's a neutral field. I'm gonna take those Hogs, getting 4.5 today. And I just look at it and I think this is probably the smartest play on the board, mm-hmm. that I'm catching points in a game that I actually think they can win outright. What do you make of my play there?
Well, and you're certainly got some company, really, in that game between Arkansas and Texas A&M, because Texas A&M hasn't really looked that great. Backup quarterback. We were watching that game last week against New Mexico where they really outmanned New Mexico, yep. and they couldn't get away. So it was like New Mexico can still backdoor despite the fact that I laid 28 with these guys, but they did hold on. And to your point, the dog maybe has a little value here. This is one of the lower totals on the board, yep. at 47. Starting to make a little comeback to the over, though. Saw some under support early in the week, but this is going to be played at Jerry World at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Texas A&M, man, they look beatable, because we saw against Colorado 2 weeks ago, they barely got out of there, 3 minutes left to go. And then Minnesota, of course, plays them last week and holds them to under 100 yards offense and beats them 31-0. So I can understand why people are a little lukewarm on A&M at this point. I would lean to Texas A&M, but I have not bet this game.
The other, my heart play again, it kind of goes back to something we talked about last week. It's USC. I know they're laying a rather large number tonight. 11.5 here, but I'm looking at them down to 11 here, so a little bit of money going against the Trojans. But fight on to me, and we talked about it. They got down 14-0 last week, and then they just absolutely rolled. I think the pressure's off with this Clay Helton move now that he's gone from the program. To me, that feels like, to me, SC might be the right time to start backing them, and I'm going to do it today.
Yeah, and the Beavers do come in off back-to-back wins and covers, but on paper, this looks like a mismatch. This looks like a spot for USC. And who knows who's going to play, whether it's Slovis or Jackson Dart, who came in last week and I did a great job, absolutely killed Washington State in the second half. So I would certainly be leaning to your side. No bet for me.
SMU again, up 6-0 on TCU. They're battling for the iron skillet. And we do have breaking news from our producer, Jacob Roach. Apparently, the winning team keeps a large iron skillet until the two meet again.
Yes.
So it's the same skillet.
Yes.
That's a cheap promotion. Can we get a new skillet for everybody? It just feels like everybody should get a skillet. It's one skillet until they meet again. Again, SMU was catching 9.5. Right now they lead this thing 6-0. Did not know that. Much more to get to. Just getting it cranked up here. It is Betting Across America on VSiN. He was plus 600 last week. Now he's down to plus 200 for the Heisman. We'll tell you who we're talking about when you come back with us right here, Betting Across America.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Betting Across America on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Make this football season your best sports betting season ever. Start your VSiN free trial today to get full access to our sports betting experts, including 24/7 video streaming, daily best bet emails, betting splits with the money and ticket percentages on every game, plus full access to VSiN.com data and analysis. You get everything VSiN has to offer for only $22 per month. Sign up now at VSiN.com/subscribe. Back here with Wes Reynolds, I am Dave Ross. This is Betting Across America. If you took the over in the SM for the Iron Skillet, right now we got some action between the Horned Frogs and SMU. Back and forth we go, right, Wes?
Yeah, 7-6 already, just 4 minutes into the game. TCU in game at BetMGM, -8.5, -$1.30. We'll wait on that total for you. Also, we do have points early on in Soldier Field, 3 points from Wisconsin. Notre Dame goes 3 and out. And then Wisconsin gets it on their side of the field, but the Irish defense stiffens, only gives up 3. Wisconsin 3-0, just about 3 minutes into the game, -8.5 at BetMGM, 44.5 your total, and then a couple other quick ones to get in for you. Georgia 7-0 early over Vanderbilt. We expect that to be early and often for the Georgia Bulldogs. Georgia now -40.5, 56.5 on the total. Texas, Bijan Robinson into the end zone, 7-0, leading over Texas Tech, 10.5 for the Longhorns, 65.5 in terms of the in-game total. And also one more to get to, Missouri 7-0 over Boston College, Missouri -6.5, 62.5 the total. BC actually took the money, became the favorite here. Phil Yerkovec, of course, the quarterback was out. It's Dennis Grossel. So BC took the money, but so far Missouri's got the lead.
Bijan Robinson, interesting name as we start looking deeper into Heisman Trophy potentials here. And you look at the odds, and we talked about it. You know, you go back a week ago, you could have got Matt Corral at Ole Miss for +600. You can't get that number anymore.
No.
Now that number, whoa. He's now the favorite over Bryce Young of Alabama, who was the favorite, and he slips, I put slips in air quotes, to +250 here. And you look at the numbers, and they're rather staggering for each guy. No picks. 10 touchdowns for Bryce Young, 9 picks for Corral, no picks. QBR, both very close. Corral, a little bit higher up at 89.3, 84.2. I don't know how deep into the weeds the voters are going to get with these actual numbers. Mm-hmm. Because they're really hard to separate. But I guess, Wes, the question here now, like +210, okay, a little bit better. Is there any value left in Corral at all?
I don't think so. I think the train's kind of left the station there, so to speak. And look, when you look at Ole Miss, in terms of him having a chance to actually win the award for you to cash a ticket, this has got to be a 10-win or more team. This has got to be a team. I don't know if they have to get into the playoff.
Yep.
But I feel like they have to get into kind of that New Year's Six, what used to be the BCS bowl bids, you know, those other really good bowl games that are not the playoff games. They're going to have to go to one of those games, or maybe you know, look, if they beat Alabama or somebody like that, then everything is different. But you got to understand, they're in that West Division, so they're going to play Alabama.
Right.
They're going to play Texas A&M. So this is going to be a tougher schedule for Ole Miss. I understand why it's dipped, just because the numbers have been so stupendous and because Lane Kiffin and company, they want to run that up-tempo offense. But at 2-1, no thank you for me.
Is he Johnny Manziel, 2021 version Corral? Because, again, the offense that Lane Kiffin runs, it's going to be quarterback-friendly. He's going to be able to put up those numbers. But to your point about team success, when A&M beat Alabama, that's how he won the Heisman Trophy, if you go back, right? So I look at Corral. Does he have to have that signature win? And, again, that's team-oriented, I understand, to win an individual award. But it feels like if he, short of that, of doing something that we go, wow, we didn't think he could do that, I'm with you. At +210, +2, it just doesn't feel like that's, there's enough juice there and enough value if they can't go beat big, bad Alabama.
I think his skill set is a little bit more diverse than Johnny Manziel's. I think this is a guy that can stand in the pocket, that doesn't need to run his own read, that can beat you throwing the ball down the field, and plus Lane Kiffin throws tempo. Obviously, Corral's pro prospects, like, look, Johnny Manziel got drafted high, and so will Matt Corral. But I think that what he is running with Lane Kiffin might be a little bit more conducive to what you're going to see at the next level. But back to that, I do think Matt Corral could use a signature win. They at least got to get, I think, 10 wins. I just don't think like an 8-4 Ole Miss team or a 9-3 Ole Miss team that's going to get it done when you still got Bryce Young in the mix. Spencer Rattler now, the third choice at 16-1. Now, Oklahoma, they need to get going, because what we saw last week with Oklahoma, and I'll get to that in a minute, first time in Lincoln Riley's 55 games at the head as the head coach of the University of Oklahoma that they scored 28 or less points.
Whoa.
They only had 23 last week against Nebraska. So, you know, Spencer Rattler, you know, hasn't been great early on, but there's still opportunity for him to put up huge numbers. So this is probably the best value you're going to get on Spencer Rattler if you think Oklahoma is going to start winning and winning big here in the Big 12, which I do.
I gave out my smart and heart. And again, I like Arkansas today down there in Jerry World against Texas A&M. I think they win the game outright. So taking the four, I like that there. And I told you SC, I like them laying that 11 tonight. You mentioned Oklahoma. Is that a smart or a heart play for you?
I think it's a little bit of both. I put it under the smart column because I think that this is buy low. Oklahoma struggled with Nebraska. They didn't cover a big number against Tulane. Throw out that FCS game with Western Carolina. This is kind of like, okay, it's Big 12 conference season time now. Let's get serious, fellas. And I'm sure Lincoln Riley, not very happy about his offense, his precious offense, only scoring 23 points.
We thought they were going to run it up. It's going to be 63-0, right? Everybody was saying last week it could be one of the biggest blowouts we've ever seen in that historic rivalry, and it was anything but. So you are probably getting good value here if you like the Sooners.
Yeah, and I think so too. And when you look at West Virginia, they got out to a lead. Virginia Tech could have easily won that game
Absolutely.
Last week because they had three shots inside the 10-yard line. Three different drives, came away with no points, didn't score at the end there, so end up losing. West Virginia's been dominated in this series. I just don't think that they have enough to keep up.
You know, I saw a couple things on your smart plays here, and I look at Clemson -10 today against, don't turn your back on the Wolfpack, NC State, and that, I look at it and I go, wow, why is West going here as a smart play? Because, you know, we've seen DJU and the offense looks like it's struggling so much. Why do you like the Tigers today?
Well, I think this is a bottom buy on the Tigers, and I don't think Clemson is as good as they were. I think that they have taken a little step back. Now, people saying, okay, they're going to be an 8-4, 9-3 team. I don't know. That's a little bit prisoner of the moment for me personally, because they still got the most dudes in the conference, and they still got the most talent. I put aside last week's game against Georgia Tech, where Georgia Tech actually had the ball and were down 8 and had a chance to get a touchdown and get a 2 and tie it and send it to overtime. There was a big weather delay in that game. We were here for it early last Saturday. So what happens? That gets a team a little bit out of kilter. That totally changes the game. All the fans that came, they decide, okay, I don't know, screw it. We don't want to come back. Let's just tailgate. Or let's go home or whatever. We're not going to come back and sit in this nasty weather in Atlanta. So I think that this is a little bit of a buy low on Clemson, because I think we know what Clemson has to do. Whether they have the capability of doing it is going to beg the question, and we're going to find out. But we know that they got to get some big scores on some teams. They got to get some impressive wins to, I think, really get back in this college football playoff chase. And NC State, I think, is a good team. I think Dave Doran has a solid bunch, and he's been kind of a model of consistency. They're a 7-8 win team every year. Everybody thought maybe they're the team in this division, in this Atlantic division, that can give Clemson a little bit of trouble. I think, and this was 9.5 at one point.
It's gone up.
I'm going to go. I don't know if this is a contrarian favorite or an ugly favorite, because NC State's gotten their fair share of support in the market, but not for me. And today you see Clemson now 10.5. I laid 10, so I'm on the Tiger.
I love the rationale there, too. And it is because it was a clunker against Georgia Tech, because their schedule is not very tough. And if they really want to be talked about in the college football playoff, they've got to start thumping people, to your point. This feels like a thumpable spot, and you're only laying that 10.5.
And the defense is still very good.
Yes.
They're probably, and I even did the write-up for our college football betting guide, which you still get at VSiN.com. I said Clemson's strength early on is going to be their defense. It is not going to be their offense, because, look, you lost Trevor Lawrence and you lost Travis Etienne. You lost guys on the offensive line. So this is going to be a little bit of a slow start for DJ at quarterback. But it's not the talent issue. He is a five-star kid out of St. John Bosco. He is going to be just fine.
I want to get to your heart plays real quickly. And what we mean by heart plays is maybe a small lean to play it, but it's not like what we think is necessarily the best bet and the smartest thing to do. I see Florida State on that heart list for you, right? And we had Brian McFadden on VSiN this week, and he said, man, I don't know how you can back FSU, and he's an alum. What gives you a little bit of hope, of optimism, that this might be a heart play?
Yeah, I think now getting into conference play, and look, they got beat by Wake Forest last week pretty easily, but when we saw Wake Forest last night,
they're
not bad.
No.
Dave Clawson's one of the more underrated coaches in college football, and that's a tough place to recruit, and he gets the most out of his lesser talent there at Wake Forest. But maybe Wake Forest isn't that bad, so there's no shame in that loss. Louisville comes off that win over UCF where they got that pick six to essentially win the game against UCF last week. So I think, you know, coming off that, Malik Cunningham has the ability to give you some wow moments, but sometimes he makes mistakes, and I could see him making some mistakes in this game. Florida State, I think that there's enough pride to get one win. I know it's tough, and everybody is mad at Mike Norvell.
Yeah,
but
they are.
There are some things that were out of his control, that were above his pay grade, that have gone wrong in that athletic department. But I do like the Seminoles.
Yeah, I like your Nebraska play there, heart play of getting five as well. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, Michael Felder from Stadium is going to join us about maybe who could gain the most with a win today on a college football Saturday. Come on back. It's Betting Across America on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Betting Across America on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data. This new feature gives you insights on where the money and bets are moving for every game. You'll be able to see where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. Data is available for money lines, over-unders, and against the spread bets. Betting splits are another way. VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. Dave Ross alongside Wes Reynolds. It is Betting Across America. And again, the Iron Skillet. Boy, you mentioned it. It's hot. That skillet is cooking. 14 all, about 7 minutes to go in the first quarter. What was it, pre-flop? 65.5?
Yeah, it's like it's sitting at the table at Benihana, and guy's just moving everything around for you. 14-14, as you said, waiting for a live total. I believe when it was 14-7, it was like 78.5, so you're going to see this in the 80s right now. 8 minutes into that ball game, by the way. Notre Dame had a chance to tie it up here in Soldier Field. Field goal is wide right. A sack on third down of Jack Cohn. The Jack Cohn maybe revenge game for Irish backers. But right now, 3-0, 6 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Badgers minus 7.5, 38.5 your total.
Speaking of cooking, our next guest, Michael Felder from Stadium. There's nobody that breaks down college football quite like Michael Felder, and I've seen Felder do it in person. It's amazing. But he's also an unbelievable cook. Like, this guy can cook anything. So, Michael Felder, are you cooking today when you watch all the games as you do, or is this a non-cooking day?
Yeah, Saturday during football season is the only day that I don't cook.
And Saturday's a DoorDash day, apparently, at the Felder household.
No. We don't eat out. It's a leftovers day.
Okay, okay.
Hey, Felder, you know, we were talking a little bit, and Wes likes Clemson today against NC State as a small heart play, and I know you and I were talking via social media about this as well. What do you see with Clemson as far as potentially starting to make statements? Because I know people think their schedule isn't strong enough to really make a strong case for the college football playoff. Can they really get back in the mix by starting to thump people? And I know they're only laying 10, 10.5 today against the Wolfpack. What do you make of what you've seen from Clemson?
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, in theory, it would be good for them to be blowing people out like we're seeing Georgia do, right? Lesser opponents. But the problem is, to blow people out, you do have to have an offensive line that's capable. Mm. And this is an issue for them. They don't have, like, they didn't know who their starting center was going to be going into the Georgia game. They went with Matt Bockhorst. They've gone with Bockhorst through three games. He has an issue. They've got Tate at the left guard spot. He's a true freshman, so he still doesn't know what to do, which is why we see those false starts and, you know, the arguing on the sidelines and what have you. I think the big thing, like, for me, people talk about Clemson's not explosive. They don't score a lot of points. Well, I think to cure that symptom, you have to cure the disease, and the disease is the offensive line, and that's the problem that they have. So why don't they throw the ball down the field to Justin Ross, who's one of the best receivers in college football? Oh, they can't. Because they can't block long enough for him to get more than 8-9 yards down the field. So you can't do that. Why don't they give the ball to Will Shipley and he can run all over people like we saw ATN do? Well, they don't move bodies. And Clemson, long time, with the exception of Jackson Carman, they don't have a move bodies offensive line. They have a shield blocking and angle working offensive line. But teams are now starting to recognize, and obviously Georgia laid a blueprint. Everybody can't follow Georgia's specific blueprint, but what Georgia Tech was able to do was work in confusion with that physicality, and that's how they were able to have success. I mean, they forced a couple fumbles. They were able to get into the backfield. They didn't let Clemson push the ball down the field. They obviously forced a fumble, created a safety that got them within the 6 points towards the end of the game. And the other thing that they did was they just won. They won at the line. And you go back, and for people that don't know this, Clemson, traditionally, what we're used to seeing out of Clemson is 10 personnel. That's one wide receiver, zero tight end. When they need to feel to go heavier, they need to run, they go 11 or 12 personnel. That's one running back, two tight ends, one running back, one tight end. We're seeing them run a lot more 11 sets out for their running plays, which makes it easy to figure out when they're running the ball, when they're not running the ball. And your tight end's supposed to be value added in the blocking game. That's why you put him in the game, right? You put him in the game so that you can move bodies. Well, you look at that safety play, and you'll see Braden Galloway is 2 yards deep into the end zone. He's standing in the Clemson S of the end zone. That's not what you want to have when you're trying to move bodies at the point of attack.
So, Michael, let me ask you about another college football playoff contender that I don't know if they have problems offensively. They certainly did last week, so I'm interested in your thoughts whether it was an aberration or kind of a trend here, and that's the Oklahoma Sooners, who – you know, outside of that Western Carolina game, 76-0 against an FCS team, Spencer Rattler, 2-for-2 touchdown interception ratio. Seems like they've been a little slow to get out of the gate, but do you think now that we're getting in the Big 12 season, maybe it's kind of like go time? It's like, okay, guys, let's get serious here and let's do what we can do, because Oklahoma laying 17 to West Virginia, and that looks like a big number, and I know a lot of people don't want to lay it based on what they saw last week, but to me, it maybe seems like Oklahoma is sitting on a big performance here, but I'm going to trust you on the film study.
I mean, let's see if they can do it. They have win it this season so far. When have they been able to turn it on? One game, right, against Western Carolina. I love the Catamounts. My uncle went to Western Carolina, but the reality is that doesn't mean much to me. So 3 points in the second half. They came out like gangbusters against Nebraska, against Louisiana Tech. And then what, 3 points in the second half? Struggled the entire game against Nebraska. Weren't able to put up a good number at all. And so I don't know, this one with Oklahoma and watching them and kind of going through, running through what they've been doing, I don't know if they have a focus problem, which that could be corrected, as you mentioned, as they get into Big 12 play. It could be just simply merely a focus problem. But it also could be that they are completely, they're in a state of, for them, complete disarray. In terms of getting into a flow, in terms of getting into a rhythm, in terms of being able to consistently move the football. They also really struggle back half of games. So what are they doing at halftime? That's the biggest question that I have about Oklahoma. Do they think that teams are just going to keep doing what they did in the first half? No, they're going to make adjustments. They're going to try to fix things. And Oklahoma appears to not have the ability to fix or make adjustments or any of those things. So that's been very frustrating to watch, because they don't have – basically, it's they've got a punch. Then as somebody punches back, they don't have a counterpunch to that, and they don't have – you don't have an adjustment to the adjustment. They have – I feel like they just have plays that they call, and if they don't work, they don't know what to do.
Talking with Michael Felder, follow him as I do in the bleachers on Twitter, does amazing work at Stadium. Felder, when you look at today's slate, and I guess Notre Dame-Wisconsin is the sexiest early game here with importance potentially for the college football playoff. Is there a team today that you think has the big stage to make a statement to say, hey, if you forgot about us, don't, or we're really going to be here for the long haul and maybe we'll be in the conversation somewhere down the road?
I think that probably A&M. I think A&M and Arkansas is probably, for me, listen, I know a lot of folks are excited about Notre Dame, Wisconsin. I actually, when I was out walking the dog this morning here in Chicago, there was a huge party bus full of Notre Dame fans that drove past me. But Arkansas and A&M, for me, feels like the game that I'm the most interested in seeing. I think I'm going to learn the most about it because, look, Haynes King's going to be out a couple more weeks, and that's going to be a problem for them. And then you look at Haynes King being out. What else are we dealing with? We're also dealing with an Arkansas team that plays really good defense. So Calzada's going to have his work cut out for him. And let's see what Jimbo Fisher does. I referenced adjustments with Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma, but Jimbo's in that same boat. And Arkansas, for those that have not watched them, they are Arkansas, Iowa, Wisconsin. Virginia is even kind of in that boat a little bit, although they've been playing wild football recently with how many points they're scoring. But these are teams that you have to beat these teams. And Arkansas is a team. TCU, another one of those teams. You have to beat them because they're not going to lose. And I think that's a very interesting way to look at football. I think that's maybe that comes from a football standpoint where Florida State's a team that's going to lose a lot of games. They take a bunch of risks. They do a bunch of things wrong. They're undisciplined. Arkansas, Iowa, these other teams, Wisconsin, they are Michigan State even. They're so remarkably disciplined that you have to actually win. They don't lose. So it's going to be interesting. I think that A&M-Arkansas game is going to be really interesting, with especially a top 10 team versus Arkansas, I believe, is sitting around at number 20. This is a chance for Arkansas to beat A&M for the first time since they joined the SEC. It's a chance for Arkansas to get a kind of a quote-unquote signature win, right? They got robbed of that a year ago, I believe, with the Auburn game, and they have had close calls, but now's a chance for Sam Pittman to get a signature win under his belt over an A&M program that's in that top 10.
Well, Felder, I'm with you because I backed Arkansas today as well, so I'm right there with you. I think they got a huge chance to make a big statement today down there at Jerry World. Michael Felder, follow him at In the Bleachers. It's not just some of the best college football content you'll get. It's some of the best food displays you're going to see. I tried to get him on cooking shows, and he won't do it because he's like, I don't want to cook for other people. I just cook for my family. Felder, I appreciate you, man. You're always welcome here. I know your day's just getting started, but thanks for taking the time today to join us.
No problem. I don't mind cooking for other people. The thing for me is I don't want cooking to be a job.
That's
it. I've already turned one hobby into a job.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that to the thing that helps me escape from this job.
I feel you, man. But you know, your Pizza Wednesdays are amazing. You gotta follow the guy. That's all I'm saying. I do it on Instagram as well. Felder, get back to college football. I know you're a busy man. We've got much more to get to here on Betting Across America. And when we come back here, we're going to take a look at some college football season specials that might interest you, Wes. I'm sure they're going to interest the people. When you come back with us, it's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
This is Betting Across America on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Discover what winning feels like at BetMGM. It's the best time to sign up because they're giving new customers a shot at an easy $100. Register using the code VSiN100 and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on any football team to score a touchdown. Either team. No matter what your gridiron game is, BetMGM is always ready for all the action. Enjoy parlay specials. They're going to be building those all day. Daily promotions, boosted odds, specials, and much, much more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the code VISA100 to win $100 when you bet $1 on any college football game and either team simply scores a touchdown. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. New customer offer, paid and free bets, eligibility restrictions to apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Nevada. Dave Ross alongside Wes Reynolds here on Betting Across America on VSiN, and still 14-14 for the Iron Skillet. That game going on between SMU and TCU after one, Notre Dame down 3-0 to Wisconsin, so that underplay is looking good. What scoring updates do you have with some line movements?
Yeah, we are through one quarter in Soldier Field, 3-0 Badgers. By the way, 5.5 the current in-game price. Wisconsin Lane, 35.5 the in-game total. Missouri-Boston College about to start the second quarter. 14-7 Mizzou, minus 2.5, 71.5 on the total. BC, though, in the red zone in that one. Georgia, 35-0 already 12 minutes into the game in Nashville at Vanderbilt. How about this for an in-game line at BetMGM?
Bring it.
Georgia, minus 62.5, 77.5 your current in-game total. I would have to lean to the under there just on that because I think Georgia, they're going to call off Ugga. Ugga's going to take a nap here this afternoon. It is 35-0 Georgia, also in the SEC, 7-0 through one quarter, LSU at Mississippi State.
I bet MGM's got some great season specials. So these are rather intriguing, and I wonder, Wes, if any of these you might nibble on. Let's start off with Mighty Michigan. Can I say Mighty Michigan again these days?
Maybe. We'll see how they do today. And then, of course, next week they'll be playing at Wisconsin.
So far, undefeated ATS and undefeated, obviously, on the season. Let's talk about this special here that BetMGM has. So I'm going to give you 12-1 if you like this. Can Michigan, who plays Rutgers today, by the way, laying about 21 right now at BetMGM, to beat Penn State, Scotty, and Sparty, if they get that triumphant, you get 12-1. So again, no Ohio State people, right? We're going to give you 12-1 if you can beat the Nittany Lions, the Badgers, and the Spartans.
That's a big price there. And look, we don't yet know how good Michigan is.
No.
We know that they're number one in the country running the ball, but you got to take it with a grain of salt that they played Northern Illinois and Western Michigan and the likes of those teams. You've been playing MAC schools. Now, Rutgers, at least a little bit more of a challenge defensively, even though Michigan a near 3-touchdown favorite. But you do look at that schedule, and I've often said, I go, we're really going to find out how good Michigan is next week against this Wisconsin defense. We know Wisconsin's offense doesn't look like they're much to write home about, and certainly low-scoring game that we expected here against Notre Dame, 3-0 after one quarter. But you do go to Wisconsin. You do go on the road to Michigan State. Now, when we talk about these specials here, these are all road games for Michigan.
Right.
That means you got to win in-state college.
Mm-hmm.
That means you got to win in Madison. You also got to win in East Lansing. Woo! In the Paul Bunyan Trophy. We were having trophy discussions over the break. The Paul Bunyan Trophy is Michigan and Michigan State. So, look, I probably wouldn't bet it now because I'm just not sure how good Michigan is. So obviously this is very speculative, but the offense, eventually the kid at quarterback, Cade McNamara, he's kind of had to not do a lot because they've been able to run the ball. So it's been very safe, you know, get him some confidence. And this is a guy that came in late last year, won him the game at Rutgers in triple overtime, then got hurt for the final game against, I think it was Penn State. Mm-hmm. And it was Joe Milton now at Tennessee. But eventually McNamara is going to play against a good team where it's like, okay, they're going to stack the box and stop the run and force you to make a play down the field. Keep in mind the best receiver for Michigan, Ronnie Bell, out for the year with a leg injury.
I want to back that play, and I think it's a great special. But the point you made about three on the road, that's the hardest part about this. If you got one of those in the big house, I'd feel better about it. But to slay three potential Dragons on the road, 12-1, that's why you're getting those longer odds. How about the Nittany Lions? Penn State plays Villanova today. If this was basketball, I'd like Villanova, but I don't like them, obviously, in this spot today. So they got a cakewalk. Let's look ahead. Iowa, Ohio State, and Maryland, plus 425? Wes, is there any value in there for the Nittany Lions? Again, I look at that, and I go, wait. Ohio State included in that?
Yeah.
That feels to me like that's not going to cash.
I'd want more on the price here because, like that Michigan prop we just talked about, all games on the road.
Right.
Not easy to go to Kinnick Stadium and win. And that would be their game on October 9th, October 30th, Halloween weekend. They would go to Columbus, and then they go to Maryland for that revenge spot. Remember, Maryland really took it to them in State College, and it looked like in that span, this is when Penn State was in that 0-5 start last year, and then they won 4 at the end. They look like they quit against Maryland. So I think that they're probably going to be up for that one, but getting 425, it's like, what do you think the money line is going to be at Ohio State just by itself? I mean, it might not be 425, but it's going to be pretty darn
close. Goodness.
So I don't think you're getting the value really there at 4.25. I would be maybe looking, like, if that was 7 or 8 to 1, I could maybe sponsor it, but I think that's just too low.
For me. I'm with you on that. Just doesn't feel like enough bang for the buck there potentially to run that table there. And Iowa's not going to be easy out, as we've seen. This one does intrigue me. And it's the Fighting Irish. And I'm watching what they're doing today. They're only down 3-0 against Wisconsin in this neutral field game, and they're moving it right now. But BetMGM is going to give you plus 300, okay? So not great odds. Got to beat the Bearcats, Cincinnati. And I know that a lot of people think that they really have a solid outside shot at the college football playoff.
Mm-hmm.
You got to beat Fight On. I like SC. And I think now with Clay Helton, the pressure is off there. But still, that game is in South Bend. And then North Carolina, and we saw Sam Howell didn't look so good week one against Virginia Tech, plus 300, but to me, that feels like you got a shot at cash.
Yeah, and these are all home games, by the way, for the Fighting Irish. And look, today's result is obviously going to have an influence on that as the game is currently ongoing with Notre Dame and Wisconsin. By the way, 13 minutes left to go. Wisconsin still up 3-0 on Notre Dame. Notre Dame with the football.
Great.
Yeah, absolutely. Under down to 33.5 now. But you look at Cincinnati, they are going to come in off a bye week. Cincinnati's done the first trick of the two-game track, really, through the Hoosier State. They did beat Indiana last week. So, look, that's beating a Big Ten opponent on the road. I think that's a very good win, whatever you think of Indiana, that they're a little bit down from last year, which clearly they look to be. But that's still a big win, and you got Cincinnati coming in. Then you got to go to Virginia Tech, not for this prop per se. It's just Cincinnati, USC, North Carolina, but just breaking down that schedule. USC and North Carolina back-to-back. North Carolina, the offense looks like it's getting right. I know they were bad against Virginia Tech, but they put 59 on Virginia last week. So it looks like they're starting to get that going because I think it was a slow start for North Carolina simply because they lost a lot of personnel. You lose two running backs, the NFL, you lose two of your best receivers, and all of a sudden, you know, you don't have those weapons around you to put those big numbers up. So they're going to be favored at home in all three of these games. They're going to be favored over USC, but USC did look very good last week, and we'll see how they look tonight against Oregon State. Still would like a little bit better than 3-1, but at least it makes more sense logically to me.
And again, to your point, they will be favored at home in those three games. It's basically taking a money line play three times at home just to win, not to cover. I kind of like those odds of plus 300, but yeah, you'd always like a little bit more. Alabama, you got to lay 200 here, and this is the last one we'll get to at BetMGM. You got to lay 200 to beat Texas A&M, to beat LSU, and to beat Auburn. And we know how big that rivalry game is, of course, to end the year here. So when you look at those three, A&M looks like the biggest stumbling block potentially, but we don't know this, you know, how the quarterback play is going to look at that point. What do you make of that laying 200?
Yeah, they got to go on the road to beat A&M in this one, and also to Auburn in a first-year coach under Brian Harsin. So you would think they're going to obviously be favorite in all three of these games. So this is one I think that makes a little bit more sense. And I know Alabama, look, I think it was good for them to get tested at Florida last week. It was 21-3, and it's like, okay, this is going to be all she wrote here really quickly.
They're
and then
fight.
Florida, I think, outplayed them for three quarters of that game and had a chance to tie at the end, missed the two-point conversion, just a lineup problem there, and that's what basically cost them at least a chance to go to overtime. But yeah, I think Alabama getting that scare is obviously very good. They play Southern Miss tonight. And then they do get Ole Miss on October 2nd. Recall, that was a shootout between those two teams last year, 63-48. But this makes a lot more sense because, look, you're not going to be laying less than $2 in any of these games. Now, you got to win three for this to cash, but LSU doesn't look like much to me. They don't look like they can stand up to Alabama. I still think Auburn with the first-year coach, that's going to be tough. So it's basically, I feel like you're just laying $2 to beat Texas A&M. And I think that money line is going to be bigger. Alabama is probably going to be close to double digits on the road there in College Station. Not huge, but probably, let's say they were like 14.5, 15 at Florida last week. You got to think that they're going to be at least in that vicinity at Texas A&M.
They're laying 45 today against Southern Miss.
Yes.
Would you lay it?
No, they're off that Florida game. This might be a get through it. Don't get anybody hurt. We got Ole Miss and Lane coming in next week.
When we come back, talk more a little bit about Clemson and that offense. Will it finally show up? You want to lay that 10.5 against NC State? Don't turn your back on the Wolfpack. Don't turn your back on us. Come on back. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.